Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joe Clear Morning Show, WPGC 95.5, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. We are on with a king right now. Mm-hmm. We are on with the one and only. He replaced Bill Cosby as the family man for all of Black America. The man been putting it down, and he got the most loquacious vocabulary ever. Give it up for T.I.
Yeah.
What's going down?
What's good with you, brother? Thanks for taking some time out to holler at us this morning, man.
Man, it's my pleasure. I can't complain. What's the deal?
Man, everything's good. So first, you know me. I want to get right to this album. I am a huge fan. Now you're back with your 11th studio album. It's called Libra. The legend is back running Atlanta. Man, give us a little bit of insight into this one, man.
It's a culmination of dope records, man, I put together over a period of time. I just felt the world deserved it.
I see that you got old cats and new cats on this album, including Damani.
Now, doesn't that name sound familiar?
Yeah, that's my son. We had the pleasure of doing the record together. Actually, over a track that my oldest son, Messiah, produced for us.
Man, you know what? That's called entrepreneurship 101 right there, boy. You better keep all that money in the house.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just planting seeds. You dig what I'm saying?
Well, it looks to me like they're growing, brother. You know, we watched your family grow over the years, and it seems to me like you're doing the job.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really a blessing from God, man, that I'm able to just reap the benefits of having such phenomenal kids. Like, they're just for real, just real well-mannered and level-headed. As far as superstars' children or, like, just multi-millionaire raised rich kids go, they're really top shelf, bro. I can't lie.
Hey, Tip, I love it, man.
I mean, I came like, it could have been a lot worse. You dig what I'm saying?
True. Yeah, you never lied, man. But you also have, you know, you got some stalwarts on here. You got Rick Ross. You got Snoop Dogg. Man, you got Jeremiah. You got Jada Kiss on here.
Yeah, I think as an MC, bro, I wanted to definitely balance the scales and go from one spectrum to the next as far as albums concerned. The way the project is put together is kind of like three albums in one. You know what I'm saying? You got, like, you know, the traditional trap music, like unapologetic gangster shit. And then, you know what I'm saying, going through the next phase of the album is more so like a real lyricism-inspired type hip-hop record. And then it goes into more politically, socially conscious kind of us or else type vibe.
Boy, you sound like you grew up watching Rap City with that dude, Joe Clear.
Hey, man, you know what? Funny you should say that, bro. Because the very first time that I was invited, like, at the trap over to L.A., man, to the Source Awards to do some industry-type legitimate work, I was invited on a tour bus and engaged in a freestyle session with the likes of Goody Mob and Outkast with Joe Clair and Big Liz. That was back in 99, I think.
Yeah.
And that was my very first time at the trap.
I remember, bro.
You lied.
I ain't lying.
You lying.
Listen. Let me tell you. I've been watching you this whole time, Tip. Boy, my favorite song is I Still Love You. Don't hate me, Shaw.
Right.
Bruh, we ain't even gonna go into that. I get caught up in this rap thing, bruh.
I love to hear y'all reminisce because it reminds me of how and why I fell in love with hip-hop to begin with.
Hey, listen, take your time now. You know what I'm saying? Let the message use you now. Don't shy away from it.
Exactly. Reverend T.I. has spoken.
You just quoted 1999. That's 21 years ago. And we know that rappers don't get to stay around that long, let alone become icons, get to, you know, have television shows, and then to see their kids become producers and rappers themselves. That don't happen, bro. Especially not for trap guys. Let's keep it a buck 50.
I mean, you make a great point. You know, rappers don't make it that far and don't stick around that long. And if you think that's impressive, drug dealers and ex-cons usually make it down the road a lot less far as well. So
how
I think that I can be considered an anomaly in many ways.
See, it's the facts in that message for me.
That man said anomaly this morning.
You knew we were going to get some SAT words today. You better learn them.
That man said anomaly this morning, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
Yes, one time for SAT words on a Thursday, and the King Anomaly at 40.
Yeah, thank you.
Man, listen, we got more with T.I. coming up. It's the Joe Clay Morning Show. Don't y'all move.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.